Welcome to Magic Manor! It's a big wizard hat house, and there's monsters inside! Alright, now, we're gonna pick up right where we left off, except we're not gonna follow the two boys and their two NPC followers up the stairs. Instead, we're gonna go back into the dining room slash stage area where a very talented...
Picture like a ballroom, like with tables set up, right? Or is it specifically not that?
No, it's not that, because there's a different ballroom.
True.
Yeah, there's going to be multiple performances tonight, but this is after dinner drinks kind of performance. But then later there's going to be like dancing performance stuff as well.
Cool.
But either way, the wonderfully talented Jingle Jangool is just in the middle of finishing his performance. What are you doing?
It's like right at the very end, kind of crescendoing off the robot thing. He kind of falls like a marionette, like to the side, and like his arms are dangling there for a bit. And then he minor illusions again, and a second Jingle Jangool is next to him. And they both do this little like sort of like puppet duet where they're like almost shadowing each other, like the Peter Pan shadow puppet thing where he's like kind of doing the same thing.
If I can be real, I don't know if most of that was usable.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. Her making some like noises, like squeals,
yeah,
or whatever,
bones.
Is fine.
Don't worry about it.
That is some pretty good Foley work, actually.
Exactly.
I might leave that in for the joke.
Yeah, those are his bones as he's doing this sort of like shadow kind of puppet dance mirror thing where he's like kind of following himself.
The great wizard Shazoo is using minor illusion to create sounds in Foley work.
Exactly, and that's the noise that he's making. He's just going, da, 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 da. And it's like really quiet as everybody's watching this really, really beautiful choreographed dance, but he's making this really weird noise as his bones are rattling. Yep.
Sweet.
Is that a performance check? Or?
Yes, please do a performance check for me.
Ooh, shit, 24.
24? Okay. So how long would you say your performance lasted? I think you said your full sets.
As soon
minutes.
As I see them are like, oh, cause I had the clairvoyance up by the room. As soon as I hear that door shut from them all going in, like the last
Didn't
one of them going
Did you drop the clairvoyance?
Did I drop the clairvoyance on the
no,
room?
No, he was, I think he was going
I was
to
going to use
oh,
it in a different
didn't.
Way, but it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah. So he kept it and it doesn't require concentration. So
cool.
He would have heard all of you guys get in. And I mean, technically he can sit and listen to you guys talking, but as you finish your performance jingle, you start walking off the stage to just a stand, like people are standing up, like people are hyped. And actually the kind of this performance, like drinks area thing was gonna last a little bit longer, but the head servant being the kind of master of reading the room that he is with his years of experience, he's gonna look at you with a smile. He's gonna hand you the appropriate amount of, I think it's 100 platinum.
Oh
yes,
fuck,
because you were offered $1,000 for your
damn.
Performance.
Yeah, it's sick. 100 platinum.
So he's gonna hand you 100 platinum in like a little baggie. He'll just be like,
I don't think Jingle Jangool gives a fuck about that, but Kyle's
great
hype
work.
about 10 platinum. Or was it 100 platinum?
Work.
How much platinum? 10 platinum?
It's 100 platinum, which is 10,000 gold.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. 1,000 gold. 1,000 gold.
I was going to
say.
It's
still a lot.
Still
a lot.
Yeah, whatever.
It's
cool,
fucking
cool.
10 minutes of work, dude.
Damn, dude. And he just kind of gives a bow and like, can I do an insight check on him to see just like through his like, body language and his eyes, like if he's like, yeah, I'm paying you, but I know what the fuck's gone down.
Yeah, sure.
Or that I might be involved.
No, yeah, go
in
ahead.
Some
go ahead. No, he's behaving like he has no. He's behaving like everything's fine. You came in for your performance, but yeah, he's just handing you. It's like, great work.
That's a one. Splendid. That's a one. I'm not even going to waste a part of inspiration on that. That's a one.
Yeah, no, it seems like he must have forgotten as well.
Then I think he sees as I bow, just the slightest glint in my eye of like a trying to suss him out. That's all, because it's a one. So I'd assume he kind of sees me kind of cut daggers at him for a second. And then I just kind of change to a cheery sort of smizing eyes as I match my mask, which I am wearing. He just can see my eyes through the slits. He can't see the rest of my face.
He's going to go, "Oh, don't worry. It's all there. And if it's not, just let me know and we'll get that sorted out. But great work. I'm going to go on stage. You have a rest of your lovely evening."
Mm-hmm. And do I hear
every,
in this
worth every coin
in this moment, do I also hear them all enter the room?
Yes. Okay. You can hear you hear the rattling of the armor and stuff and jewelry of the last little thief boy coming in with his horde.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I will drop clairvoyance over our rooms and I'll cast. Is there a chandelier in this room?
There's a chandelier.
Yeah, I'll cast it on the chandelier. I'll cast it on the chandelier as well as I swoop the raven around, because there was ravens flying, the fake ones, and my real raven flies, and a white feather lands up there, so I can hear what he is about to talk about in this room as I dart back to the room.
I have a feeling it's gonna be spooky.
You may wanna save your clairvoyance, because you would have heard what he's going to say before you even just walking out of the room, especially with people guests are walking up to you and wanting to shake your hand.
Okay.
No. I'll save it
for now, but I am dropping the one in our room.
As you are kind of exiting, there's a lot of guests trying to shake your hand. Presumably you don't want to seem suspicious, so I'm assuming you're going to kind of shake your hand.
Yeah, I'm doing a bit of the
as brief
stuff.
As possible.
The rigmarole.
As I kind of as I kind of make my way into the crowd, I would like to minor illusion myself, doing a little hey, yeah, waving, kind of, and motioning I'm shaking.
You could just do that.
No, I'm saying I'm doing it for a little bit, but I'm still beelining for the room. I'm just going to let a few dummies get distracted for a second, just to oh, he's so mysterious. What a magical man.
I would you to roll a deception with advantage.
Yes, just, please. Thank you so
kind
much.
Of just just add subterfuge.
Straight. It's a dirty 20.
Oh, beautiful. Yes. Literally, you've got your minor illusion, even feigning, oh, yeah, sorry, I'm just minding, oh, I don't touch.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
So they're oh, sorry. I didn't know. No, that wasn't amazing. And they're talking.
And he's just occasionally doing the surprise, kind of.
You're actually able to get out of this room extremely quickly.
Thank you. Because it's a cantrip. That's the only reason why I can do it like that.
And as you are kind of walking out and exiting, Master Giovanni walks up to the stage and announces, and he goes, "With a great performance like that, I think we've all been a little too fired up to remain just sitting and enjoying drinks. So we're actually going to have Alfonso Benigni."
Excuse me.
I'm gonna run that back.
I'm Alfonso. That. No,
Alfonso Benigni.
Benigni.
I'm gonna
stick to Rivera. If you say it one more time, it is his name forever. So you have a chance.
Alfonso Benigni. No, Alfonso Benigni.
Okay, he said
Alfonso
it three times. Benigni. So that is it. Yep. That's the name. He can't change it.
As you are exiting, and instead we're going to have Alfonso Benigni.
It is not Panini. It is Alfonso Benigni. We've already established that you've said it.
I've heard
times.
It both ways. I've heard it both ways.
This is happening. No one in this place has a real name. God damn.
No one in this place
has
a real name.
I prepare everything except names. Can you tell?
And y'all give me so much shit.
It's Alfonso Benigni.
It's Alfonso Benigni, owner of Alfonso's Paninis.
No, he's not.
Owner
because
and proprietor.
He is a pianist. Alfonso Benigni shall be a
It's a penis.
You're fucking 5 years old. I can't believe you. I was not expecting that. It made me spit take.
That's what drinking, I live for.
Jesus Christ.
Alfonso Bonini will be performing on the in the ballroom so that we can dance to his mastery of the art.
I think there's a moment. There's
Alfonso
a
Bonini comes
moment.
Up, gives a bow.
There's a brief moment where they're all in the room waiting on me really who just asked them to all go to the room only for them to fucking be like, God, what's taking so long? I'm like, I kind of want to catch this show. Because like, you're telling me
just
right
leave
now, there's
the
a
crew.
Master, there's a master pianist. Yeah. Oh, you're so right. And I don't even have to waste the spell slot on clairvoyance. Yeah, I'm going to look through the eyes of my raven as he lands on the end of the piano and just kind of tilts his head.
He does the...
So they're actually moving... No, what? Fuck it. This is a wealthy place. There's a piano also. There's just multiple pianos.
I'd there. Like to think it's like the Hamilton play and it's like a circle table thing and they go to a different room, but the piano spins around to the other side.
That's kind of fun, actually.
Isn't it, right? Because it's like magic or whatever, dude. Have fun.
I love it. It doesn't. You know what?
We destroyed that mechanism. Sorry.
Master Giovanni snaps his fingers. The whole stage area disappears from the dining room and then reappears.
I can prove that I never
touched
my balls.
God damn it.
Chaotic energy today. We're all over
the
place.
All the guests going. God damn it. I'm powering through. Fuck
yeah,
it.
No, go ahead.
All the guests. God damn it.
It's okay. I'll cut. You'd be surprised how often I just so cut good. Over like Jesus Kyle and me Christ. Or two people just talking. Bullshit. And I just let the person who's supposed to be talking go, and I'll just cut out.
Yeah. So continue, please. I just had to get that Hamilton joke out of my brain.
No, you're good.
I feel ill.
Matt
I feel
appreciated
sick.
It, so I like.
I feel
I'm
sick.
Good. Oh fuck.
Anyway, Alfonso Bonini is setting up his performance as you walk through the ballroom, into the foyer, up the stairs, mm-hmm. and you hear beautiful. Piano music as you are going up, ascending.
They're just playing Radioactive on piano.
Oh, don't you do this to me. No, I wanted him to give me some cool imagery. Like it makes you think of a time from your childhood.
Well, so I would like you to roll either performance or an insight because something is uniquely beautiful about this music.
Oh, he might be on retainer. It's a pianist that has magical key fingers.
He's got pee.
Okay, Arcana, you said, or what?
Either performance or insight.
Or insight, okay. Performance would be probably better. Let us see before I make this decision. Oh, I thought that was a 1. That's a 7. Okay, 13.
So, you're not sure exactly, but... You do know that you would not be able to play like he's not playing any melodies you've ever heard. Mm. And like, it seems like there's something, he has some kind of, he's able to play music that you don't think you could actually play, even as skilled as you are.
Do I detect he's a bard as well?
With a 13, that's what you detected.
Damn,
anyway,
dude, he's
upstairs.
From a different school than me. We're rivals.
You're anyway. Welcome to talk to the man later.
No, I think I just give him, I shoot him a stink eye. I don't know if he sees me, but like, no, the crow shoots him a stink eye and like punches his one wing into the other wing like a hand, fist in the hand, and then he flies back to my shoulder and we go in the room.
I'm honestly really disappointed that Brute didn't get to perform. Did I tell y'all what Brute's performance was going to be?
No.
Brute was going to be performing the classic timeless act of Christian phone book ripping.
Oh my God, no.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
God, dude. Damn it.
He was going to take a towel from his own kitchen and bend a nail.
Yeah, like it was going to be one of those shows.
If I can bend this iron bar, then you guys
got to
love Jesus.
That means Pan is real or whatever deity he worships.
Jesus?
Oh my, he canonically worships Jesus Christ. Well, congratulations on Birdhouse's walk.
It's spelled
He's
different.
Jehovah's Witness.
Oh never God. Mind. I don't want to know about his walk.
It's spelled different.
Donnie.
I
want
to know about his walk. I talked to my family.
Donnie's gonna kill Brute.
Anyway, so Jingle heads up the stairs.
Yeah. What does Jingle come into?
His wife.
Yeah, what do I enter? I open the door like Troy and Community.
Yeah, what are you guys gossiping
and,
about?
Cut to like a minute before he walks through the door.
I think I'm grilling the guy who was stealing stuff.
And I'm trying to divvy shit up with the guy.
I don't actually care. I just feel like I'm supposed to. So like, Brute is all about appearances. That's his whole deal. So he's like trying to figure out who he stole from, if he stole anything from me, that kind of stuff. But once again, doesn't really care.
So I would like to keep all of it, and then you just don't rat on me. Is that a fair trade?
No. I don't think that's...
I don't know if that's completely fair.
Yeah, look, how about this? So, if there's anything that's, like, gonna be super useful for us, but maybe not, like, expensive, like, you could keep the, like, unmagical stuff, that, like, gold and shit, like, I don't care about
that. Yeah, you can keep all the money, I don't care.
Yeah. How much money's in there? Did you count it?
No, I don't take money. People, like, if money goes missing, then people think it's stolen, but if random jewelry goes missing, they're like, especially the rich people who have like the big jewelry boxes, they won't notice for like months. If I took money, that would be I'd get caught real quick. I can't do that.
Well, I don't really care about jewelry either, to be honest.
We don't really care about that.
I'm actually done with this. I kind of don't care at all. Danny, you can feel free if you feel inclined to interrogate this guy. Donnie. You know, honestly, Donnie, I don't think I actually care. I was just putting up a front. If you care, you feel free to investigate or to interrogate this guy.
I'm going to...
So, I don't really know how to tell if something's magical. I can just kind of tell if it's expensive. This looks expensive.
Well, I can't identify stuff. I don't have identify, but I can do a first
level. You can investigate.
Yeah, I guess I could investigate.
Or Arcana check, see if anything's magical.
Yeah. Can I do that? Can I just look through and see if anything looks like familiar or anything like that?
So you can do an Arcana, you can investigate. Basically, the different kinds of checks you do are just going to have different levels of difficulty.
Yeah, I'll do an Arcana check.
All right.
Let's see. A 13. It's all 13s today.
Okay, so with a 13, I will tell you there is a sword that is magical, but you're not sure outside. Like, you see magical runes on it that, like, indicates that it is enchanted, but you're not sure, like, outside of that. Mm-hmm. There is a helmet that also is magical. Both of these are like extremely ornamental. Like, they don't look like they've seen a day of combat.
Yeah.
And if it weren't for the fact that they were enchanted, they probably actually wouldn't even be good at for combat because like they're much more display than anything else.
Impractical.
Yeah, very much so. Okay. And then there is there's a little like coin purse thing that is also, I'm sorry, not a coin purse, a jewelry box.
Okay.
But, I know what the thing is in real life, but I don't know what it's called. It's like a small little chest. A music box. Music box.
Okay.
Fuck,
I thought you might have been going, but I wasn't sure.
Yes. So those are the only three things that are magical.
Mm-hmm.
All the other stuff is like just jewelry and there's like rubies and stuff in it. That helmet was really the only armor he took.
Yeah.
He took the helmet and the sword from presumably the same person, unless there's multiple people. But yeah, there aren't like a lot of, those are the only three magical items.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who he stole them from because he just kind of
He just kind of grabbed.
Like, he could tell you which rooms he stole each one from, but that doesn't narrow it down. Like,
yeah.
No, like, that narrows it down to, like, the six people in any given room.
Yeah.
But as God, I'm 100% sure it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
don't worry about it. So those are the only three magical items. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is just jewelry and stuff that's worth a lot of money.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What's your name, kid?
Are you gonna rat me out or?
No, I'm not ratting you out. We're just talking right now.
All right. Are you planning on ratting him out?
No.
Okay, that's fine. I rolled an insight, so I just had to.
Okay.
Name's Milton Lear.
Milton Lear?
Yeah, Milton Lear.
Okay, nice to meet you, Milton. So here's the deal. Would you be cool if we just grabbed these three items? Look, I said split. Split makes it sound like we're going to divvy everything up like half and half. You did most of the legwork. Well,
you kind of already told me that you just wanted the magic items, so I'm assuming those three are magical?
Yes, yes. So I just want those.
Magical stuff's a little bit too rich for my blood. People notice magical stuff.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, you can have that. Okay. I'll just take the loose jewels and stuff. That's fine. He just starts, like, shoving all the jewelry into his pocket.
Yep. You might want to, like, keep it here, though, for right now, because we're going to need your help.
Absolutely not. And he takes off his, like, his servant coat, and he puts on like a fancy bougie coat that's way too big for him.
Oh my God.
And then he puts his servant coat back on and like tucks in the sleeves of the fancy coat. And so like he's like, his chest is kind of puffed out, but he's actually hiding it pretty well. Like he is covered in like all that big pile of valuables is now all over him.
So he's at Mardi Gras.
He's at Mardi Gras if every pocket were full with beads, but you couldn't tell by looking at him.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's hitting it very well.
He's a Mardi Gras professional.
He looks well-trained. He looks well-experienced with this behavior.
Oh. So, Milton, let me ask you something. Are you used to doing stuff like this? Like kind of sneaking in and, like, kind of, like...
Oh, absolutely not. This is the first time I've ever done any crimes ever.
Insight check.
I like this kid.
Am I doing good?
Why are you even insight checking?
A natural one. Nice.
It seems like he's just on hard times.
Yeah.
Like, this is clearly, he's probably a straight A student normally. Yeah. He would not do this.
Damn.
Like, this isn't you, Milton.
Milton, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to let you get out of here, but I need your help with something. So I need you to tell me everything.
Hold on. Before you, can I say pass or will you rat me if I don't?
I will rat you if you pass.
Okay. So I am kind of your prisoner right now. I just wanted to make sure. Correct. I thought that's what I just wanted to make sure like our relationship was well established.
Yes.
And he looks over at me and I like punch my hand like I'm the heavy.
So is every character gonna get this fist in the hand type?
I hope so. Every character is getting fisted by the end of this episode.
Oh,
He looks at Brute and he goes, "Yes, I am a 12-year-old boy, so you could probably beat the shit out of me. I'd prefer you didn't, but I physically couldn't stop
you." That's up to you, kid.
the expression on my
face is very clearly joking.
Yeah.
But
So here's the thing. You've seen a decent bit of this, you know, this manor that we're in. I need you to tell me.
Yeah, these people are so trusting. It is crazy. There are no locks. Did you notice?
I did.
Well, that's not true.
I mean, some things are locked, but not really. Actually, have we seen a lock? I don't think we've seen a lock.
There's not physical locks, but we've seen them lock things, like magically.
They somehow all the doors in the foyer locked, and you heard like a metal like locking mechanism, despite the fact that whenever you guys like,
there's no locks we have access to.
Listen, is Jingle in the scene? Did I enter the
room? Yes, Jingle is in the room.
I think he's just hearing them argue over loot and whatnot, just to kind of jump it. I don't know where exactly y'all were with everything. Yeah. But he's like, holy shit, did you guys have the same experience? The crow is sticking his full body out of my stomach. Did you guys have the same fucking experience? Do you know what the fuck's going on?
So sorry, I'm my bad.
I spaced out. I was like fully 1,000 yards staring from the intense ordeal I went through.
Yes.
But I don't want to be rude.
Look, this is the most normal thing that's happened today is talking to this kid who just stole a shit ton of stuff easily. Also, this is Milton, by the way.
Nice. What's up, Milton?
God, as you gesture to him, he was actually in the middle of trying to back out of the room without you noticing.
Chill.
He rolled a natural one, so he tripped backwards and like fell. And Listen. And all you hear is the clanging of jewelry and stuff. Like he like explodes a little bit, like a little pinata. And he's like, fuck.
I'm going to help him up, and without revealing to them with my like guile and like gestury wit, palm a platinum in Milton's hand and just look him in the eye and be like, you're good. Relax.
And I am very good.
Yeah, you are.
I'll take.
Yep. And I help him up and I kind of like dust him off a bit and I kind of quickly stack all his like.
Glad you're giving tips now.
And then I'm going to walk over and shake his hand and palm. He's going to shake my hand and realize nothing's in my hand. And I'm going to pull him close and be like, I farted in that hand.
Oh my God.
I just want all parties here who should be talking to be super chill and not running off. But
look, I'm just trying to call attention to the fact that there's a lot going down on this murder magic manor that we're hanging out in. And we've been sitting here for, I don't know, 36 minutes. Not much has happened.
Did you say murder?
Oh, there's so much murder happening.
There's been lots and lots of murder. I'm honestly surprised that you seem to be an actual person.
I didn't kill anybody.
No,
we're not talking about.
I'm surprised that they haven't murdered you yet.
Yeah.
Have they?
Who the fuck is they? What are you?
Oh, the people.
You guys are jumping into the middle of a thing. I know. I came to a rich house.
I believe
this response. I started stealing. And I got caught. That's my reality.
I was just merely trying to buy the help's ears so that they don't hear what we are about to discuss in case they're in too deep and they want to sell us out. Anyhow, crazy shit happened, right? Did you guys find out about the giant hole filled with corpses?
Oh,
yeah. Well,
didn't hear about that.
We saw a bunch of corpses coming down a hole into a
It depends on how you define a hole.
Okay, so that you guys were on the floor underneath my floor. I was on the floor where those boys were being shoveled into things. So some of them were going in one chute, which was obviously being, it's why the garden's so very vibrant. So I wouldn't necessarily eat the food unless you're down with like, I mean, it's recycling. I'm undead. I don't give a shit, but I don't want.
You're undead? The young boy, like, just like, this seems above. I'm going to go sit and just.
Thank you so
you
much.
You let me know when I can contribute
and just
or
that,
if I'm free to
him,
go.
And I flick him like 5 gold and I'm like, that's for making your own good decisions.
He catches it.
Mm-hmm. It's just a cool stack that's like wrapped in like a little twine or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he catches all of it perfectly. And then it's before he even, and it's gone. And then he sits down. And then he starts playing with a coin in his fingers, like doing the thing where he's rolling.
You're trying
it
to create an
fingers.
NPC that Jingle Jangu will love forever, and you're. but no, yeah, there's a lot going on. Some of the guests who have used the bathroom, obviously, as I'd assume you saw by me not exiting the bathroom, brute, take us down a chute, and the chute is not good.
Yeah, well, we didn't go down the chute. We saw.
But you're aware of the chute?
Yeah, we found a different way. Like, it was really weird. We, Brute's dumbass tried to jump through a mirror, and then,
That was way earlier. That's got nothing to do with the chute. Listen, I think jumping through a mirror made a lot of sense in the situation. You're acting like it was very clearly a two-way mirror. How was I supposed to know that it was a brick wall with a little slit? We learned a lot of valuable information from that. Plus, Donnie and I
also killed a guy.
I did kill a guy or three. Donnie and I, well, to be fair, it was part of the hive mind guys. But also, Donnie and I did destroy a bunch of their shit, nefarious shit. So, like, I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah. I did throw a fireball today.
True. It was sick. It was awesome.
I got a couple of
I was able to actually breach out here. to the lawn, and there is a bunch of sort of stationary help just kind of on furniture, on things, standing.
What were they doing?
That's just it. They weren't doing anything. It was almost like they were turned off while the other set was kind of running the show. And then when they start to run out of steam, maybe they swap out, or maybe there's a night shift.
I seem to recall one of us noticing earlier into this story bazaar that the hive mind seems to be nearing capacity.
What the fuck is a story bazaar?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Sorry, this adventure. Wink. Dink. I seem to remember one of us noticing that the hive mind seemed to be at some sort of like mental capacity, that it was like having trouble keeping up. One of us figured that out. I don't remember who it was.
And someone definitely did. Anyhow.
No, one of us did. I don't remember who figured that out.
Remember.
It wasn't me.
In the event that something happens, you said there was a murder. I assume it was one of the help.
Yeah, I murdered a couple butlers.
Yep, and I bet those butlers are back on the floor.
Probably. I drugged them into a hallway, and then when we got back to the hallway, they were gone.
Yeah, they were gone.
It was actually really sick. I wish you would have been there. I like grabbed one of them and threw him at the other ones. It was awesome.
That's pretty cool. Did you also, have you guys seen the groundskeepers also? Because those are the guys that are funneling the bodies into the holes.
No, I don't think we've been outside since we got here.
I thought that also they fought a bunch of the groundskeeper dudes.
No.
What was the amalgam things? Wait. In that room where they were destroying stuff, it wasn't them?
Oh, it was just random, like, crazy.
I thought that's the whole point of them, and that's what the groundskeepers were the ones with all the... Yes.
You know what? No, you were correct.
Yes.
The
mutation.
They wouldn't know that they were groundskeepers.
Wait, this is for me to edit in later. Yes. I remember
they wouldn't know that. They look a little off. I described them as off. They wouldn't have known that. Matt and Tyler did not make the connection. Matt and Tyler just thought it was some fucked up mutant shit. But yes. I'm connecting it now in your minds. That's what the groundskeepers are.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, I did mention them looking a bit off, but I didn't want to be too crass about it. I didn't understand their makeup. Maybe it was just like, He took in some people.
This has been a much needed recap, but this might be what Donnie was about to say. So what's the plan?
So, I mean, let's break this down to essentially what's happening. So we have a hive mind situation with endless bodies that this hive mind can, I guess, technically use to do whatever the fuck it wants to do. And then it's like, also using spare parts to like power this cat or manor with magic. It's converting dead people to magic and fertilizer. I forget about the fertilizer. That's very important.
I think because of his ties, he may not care about the dead bodies, but he does care about the fact that there are people who are not being let rest. I think they're being basically turned into fuel for their many machinations, both the house and the magic that powers said house.
So what's our solution looking like? Because as far as I can tell, we can either destroy all the bodies so that the hive mind has nothing to control.
Can I roll and see what I know about hive minds?
Or we could
just
kill the hive mind if we can find it.
Is that history?
Hive mind,
you guys have learned a little bit more about this hive mind because you actually did roles like this at the beginning. You can do Arcana or Nature because there are both naturally existing hive minds and magical hive minds.
Those are both +0.
I'll participate.
Oh, but that's a 19.
I got a 10.
16.
So I'd say the main connection that both Donnie and Brute are able to make is that generally there are all kinds of different hive minds. you're not experts on any of them. Based on how this thing is operating, especially with the fact that like some of the cells of it are kind of like powering down, it makes it seem like there is probably a central mind where like the main, basically like the these small individual servants, their brains aren't large enough to house the like main connective, because all of them aren't connected. They're connected to each other, but they're all connected collectively to some kind of central brain. And like shutting that down, destroying that would turn all the drones off.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it's not exactly analogous, but it's basically like these are bees, and if you kill the queen, then the hive will die.
And that's my thought as well. I was like, I think we need to figure out who's the linchpin. It seems like Master Giovanni, but is it?
Yeah, but the Giovanni's been, I guess we're talking to each other as people. Either way.
That's the only lead I'd say we have on.
I will say that Giovanni has referenced this benefactor a number of times. I don't know if hive minds, unless I do, and God wants to let me know. I don't know if
I gave you what you know.
I don't know if there's like hierarchies within the hive mind. Like,
well, he mentioned the bees, so I assume.
Yeah, true. Like, I just mean like perhaps Giovanni could be like a general in the hive. I don't know that that makes sense. I feel like it's too simple for Giovanni to be running it. I don't know that that guy could be doing it all unless he's not really a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that is what leads me to my suspicion, which is that he kind of is running the show. Like, yes, he is a servant under this benefactor, but that could be a front. Or it could be, as you say, and he's like, we got to protect the queen, but we also got to put on a show for these people so they don't realize. You know, it could go either way if you really want to split hairs, but I have no reason to believe this benefactor is of any true import. I think it's all of what he's doing, the pomp and circumstance, the magic and all, and the show. I think that's the real part of it. It's like, there's a benefactor that's doing it. It's like, oh yeah, don't let them know that you're the guy.
What do you think, Donnie?
So here's my thought. So obviously we need to take out the central hive mind. I've been thinking over, he's got to be, the hive mind has to be located, in my opinion, I think it's somewhere where it can reach everything. How high up in the tower have you gotten?
You were at the top, right?
Were you at the very top?
I made it to the very top and found a giant bedroom, sort of, like, not giant, but like bigger than me in like stature. Like it's for a large body. I also saw a lot of inner working sort of machinery.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell what lived up there?
I didn't like quite. No,
you
I didn't
say
see
giant.
Any,
like
I say giant. How big was it compared to me?
So the room was made for a large creature. Yes. So that's going to be, it was basically made for something between like 10 to 15 feet.
Bigger than me?
Yes.
Yes, a size bigger than you. Like, it wasn't like absurdly, like you could have gotten on, but it'd be the equivalent of like if a kid got onto dad's chair. Like if a
and we've had
got
no inkling
chair.
Of anything that big nearby, right?
So I'm thinking now that I've recalled that, thank you so much for jogging my memory. There might be I don't know the equivalent in our realm, but there might be someone among them that is more than meets their eye, like an Eleusian, perhaps, or some sort of transformation, and that in fact maybe Master Giovanni is a large spider or a large dragon.
Should we maybe try to get back up to that room?
So
I will say, actually, I realize saying it was for 10 to 50, that's not necessarily like, that might paint the wrong picture, like it's like super tall. Everything was like for something that was at least 5 feet wide. Like the chair was like, and it wouldn't make sense that like it would be a couch in front of a desk, right?
Yeah.
So like assuming that the desk was still a one seating
desk.
They
got a fat ass is what you're saying.
Yeah. Like it's 5 feet wide. The room was like, it wasn't crazy tall. Like it was kind of tall, like all these other rooms have been tall. Like it wasn't significantly taller than
like Minotaur the first size. Floor.
Yeah, like something like that. Like, yes, think something like.
I'm just thinking the Minotaur that like runs up to you in Baldur's Gate, and it's like, and it's getting shot by those beams. Have y'all got there yet?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. Like size.
I've seen a Minotaur. I don't know what you're talking
comparative,
about there,
comparative to.
But yeah, I mean, there might be possibly a way, but the only way I'm aware of beyond like taking stairs we haven't taken is going through the bathroom. But like,
well, we have a much safer way to get on the inside.
Oh,
without having to like.
But do we know how to get up there?
Yeah, if we can get in the walls,
well, I guess with another head. And with a goal, we might be able to figure it out.
Yeah, I think if we can, if you can get me back into the walls, I might be able to work some old remembery magic, perhaps, perchance, find a spot where the machinery is open.
I don't know if we have a better idea at this moment that isn't like hope we can overpower
50
men.
Creatures, yeah.
And I don't feel good about that.
Also, I have another question. How are you guys feeling right now? Because I don't feel so great.
I mean, I'm hurt, but
I don't know that we have time for.
Do we have time for a short rest?
I could either use a short rest or just
party doesn't end till midnight.
Midnight,
and what's it like 9?
Yeah, it's it is. I need to look at the schedule.
Right after Jingle's performance, which was at 8, it should be almost 9.
Yeah, so it, well, I've actually, y'all conversation would have only actually been like 20 minutes. So it's like, it's like 8:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's take a short rest because I could use it.
Cool. I'm down. I took one in the thing. I get double short rest. Fuck you guys.
Oh, damn.
Jingle's going to be ready for a fight.
So you add as many hit die as you want. Is that how this works? In
yeah, up to your limit.
It's funny. I haven't really been a player like for a game this long in a long time.
I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, and make sure you add your constitution every time you heal.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever taken a short rest on the show.
That's not true.
It's possible.
That's just not true.
On D&D Beyond, never taken one.
That might be possible.
I've never rolled hit die.
Things aren't this time sensitive.
I'm just now like figuring this out.
Short rest is long enough for you guys to, if any of those three magical items require attunement, short rest is long enough for you to attune to them. I'm not saying any of them do, but
Brute is not one for magical items. If one of you feel like it's something Brute would want, you need to let him know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So we have a magic sword, a magic helmet, and
a magic
music box.
Does someone have detect magic?
No,
I do.
Ritual cast
I
it.
Do.
Wait, can I ritual cast shit?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Fuck.
I don't know what you can do.
He suggested it and then was like, I don't know. That means yes.
Well, I don't know if sorcerers can.
Oh.
Damn.
Well, fuck.
Then why are you saying shit, Jeremy?
Because I don't remember. I know
let us do our stuff. You're the D&D expert,
baby.
Jeremy.
Fucking ritual
God's
cast
just
is
a
fine.
Baby.
I don't know. I don't have it. What else can I do?
Wait, Matt has it.
I have detect magic.
Do
okay,
it then.
I want you to
and he's gonna ritual cast it thrice.
And then I want you to roll 3 arcana checks.
Okay, with advantage or
no, just flat. But if they get above 15, I'll tell you exactly what the item does. If it's below 15, you'll just learn the school of magic it is.
Okay, that's fair. 19 plus stuff.
Hell yeah.
That sucks. Does anybody have guidance?
I'm doing them in order. The first one's sword, second one's helmet, third one's the music box?
First one was a 19. Second, what character?
Bardic Inspiration. That's what I have. You can have that.
Okay, thank you.
It's a D8. Add a D8.
What was the order of the magic items?
Sword, helmet, music box.
Okay. Sword, I got a 19. Helmet, I got a 14. I'm going to use Bardic Inspiration. 1D8. Well, that it doesn't matter.
I mean, it succeeds.
Yeah. And then 9 plus 4 is 13. So I failed the last one.
That's okay. The music box was probably not even good.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a good thing you checked. All three of these require attunement.
Okay.
But you're each going to be able to, or you'll, people will be able to attune to them, whether or not you divide them up one for each or someone gets them. The first thing is a magical sword.
Yes.
It is the Never Miss Blade.
Never Miss Blade. Ooh.
It's a little bit boastful from the name, but it is a plus one sword that, while attuned to it, you can cast True Strike as a bonus action.
Nice. True Strike's the worst fucking thing ever, Jeremy.
But why it's would a bo- I want that? Because it's a bonus action, so you can cast it.
Oh, without- you made it better.
Yes, and it does not require concentration. And it does not require concentration.
Nice.
That's nice.
So
Brute doesn't use weapons, so he's not interested.
It is a thing that you can focus on someone and like, as long as you're like able to cast True Strike, you'll be able to focus on someone and have advantage on your attacks every turn.
That's great.
So it is,
which is why it's called the, that's why it's called the Never Miss, even though it's only a plus one.
So, well, so saying it's a plus, it was boastful, one, I thought you were being like, it talks a lot of shit, but it's not.
Well, it's boastful. It can technically miss, but it's got a lot going for it. It's a, it's a plus one. It's a plus one longsword.
Longsword.
That lets you True Strike as a bonus action.
I don't know how fair this is, but if he failed on that last one and we don't know what that is, can I check that one?
Do you have Detect Magic?
I don't.
What if I look at it real hard?
Yeah, what
if
my special eyes?
So you can roll a straight Arcana, but it's a very high check.
Also, while you roll, tell us what the helmet does, because he succeeded on that.
So the helmet is... the helmet
looks like a bad roll.
Yeah.
That's a one. Keep talking.
The helmet of true seeing.
Ooh.
It gives the user true sight up to 30 feet, so long as you're wearing it.
Someone needs to put that shit on now.
And if I don't think I need to explain what true sight is, but just in case. Illusions no longer work.
Let me do it. Let me do it.
We need that.
Invisibility does not work.
Let me wear the helmet. Let me wear the helmet.
Okay, this was worth the length of time it took to
do all this. Let me wear the helmet.
I will say it is heavy armor, so you have to be proficient in heavy armor to attune to it.
Oh, god damn it.
Well, Brute is.
It doesn't actually give you any armor. It just requires heavy armor attunement.
It'll give you a disadvantage. Or, no, what does it give you if you're...
No. So it's just the helmet, so it's not going to give you disadvantage on stealth or anything.
Well,
it's
no. I'm just saying, if you're not proficient, what does that do? Doesn't that like not let your dexterity bonus count for your AC?
I
think you also have disadvantage on stuff.
I'm not sure off the top of my head.
I know that's what it is in Baldur's Gate, is what I'm saying.
Then that might be what it is. We'll say that's what it is. If you're wearing armor that you're not proficient with, you have disadvantage on any kind of checks that like have anything to do with
I can
armor.
Wear it. I can wear heavy armor if y'all want me to wear it.
I super cannot.
Yeah, I don't think I can wear heavy armor. Yeah, no.
Okay, I'll wear it.
Could you use the longsword?
I certainly
I don't use weapons.
I can't use the longsword.
You can't use it?
I can.
You can? Oh, okay.
Yes.
I cannot. I can't use it. And
then you take the magic box, attune to it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'll attune to it.
And let me see the sword.
The music box has... some kind of enchantment. God,
please be
it's
cursed.
The school is enchantment magic.
Okay,
let's test it.
You certainly can. Usually these have a certain number of uses per day. So attuning to it allows you to understand how to activate it, but you won't learn what it does.
Okay, listen, Donnie. I need you to trust me. Now that you've attuned to this music box, you turn it on and leave the room. Leave us in here for like 5-10 minutes. Come back in, see what happened. Like, maybe it puts us to sleep. Maybe it charms us. I don't know. But so that you're not in earshot. So like, if it fucks up, if it's bad, then, you know, like, this is a controlled environment. See, I don't know how else we figure out what it is. It might be useful, like this helmet.
The thing is, I think what I'm going to use this for is I'm just going to like activate it and just throw it at some people. It could be a situation where it's only like we can only use it once a day or something. Like,
God being kind here, if you throw a music box, it'll probably just fucking break.
Just do what I said.
I thought magic items couldn't break.
Oh.
No, magic items are resistant to like normal rust and decay, but you can still cut the a magical string. It's not immune to damage. It's just
Brute's plan looking pretty good right now.
Like, the faucets are technically magical and the mirror was technically magical. Listen, you can still punch it.
If you're worried about the crew, lock
Don't
me in
throw
the bathroom.
The fucking music box.
Lock me in the bathroom, just me. I will take the hit and we can test and see what it does.
All right, we'll do that. We'll test it out really quick.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll put me in the bathroom.
Yeah.
He will come in, turn it on since he's attuned to it now, and bolt real quick.
Okay, so the way you open it, so before you attune to it, you were unable to open it. It seemed to be locked. Once you attune to it, you can actually just open it at will. Uh-huh. Whenever you open it.
Does it play Two Princes by the Spin Doctors?
That will activate it.
Hell yeah.
Kyle, you weren't here. I just asked, does the music box play Two Princes by the Spin Doctors?
Ridiculous.
So
Princess
you open it
for you.
Where do you
go
open
ahead
it?
Now.
What's that?
Where do you open it? Just in the room?
I went into the bathroom to get away from everyone else so that if it's really bad, it's only me.
We're isolating Brute to try to like test us out.
Okay. In that case, Brute, I would like you to make a wisdom save. You can choose to fail if you'd like. Like, you can just let whatever it does happen to you.
Well, depending on the spell. Well, never mind. Yeah, I'll fail.
What is your favorite song to dance to? Like, your favorite melody to dance to? What is Brute's favorite melody to dance to?
Our God is an awesome God, he reigns from heaven above with wings.
You,
the power and brute, our God is an awesome God.
So it's
he inserted his name into that. If you didn't hear,
I heard the hard insert.
It's instrumental only because it's just a music box. But it sounds exactly
it's magical.
Like that.
It can't be real.
And you have this compulsion to dance, and now so long as the music box is open for the next minute, you are dancing. You are dancing to this song, and importantly, no one else can hear the song.
Brute canonically
interesting.
Defaults to capoeira.
Capoeira?
It's a type of
that's
dance
dance
fighting.
That's
correct.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, as a professional wrestler,
throwing
he does capoeira.
His body and, like, swaying his arms.
I see.
But it's too hard.
No, he just keeps doing the whip. That's the only dance move he knows. He's just back and forth whipping each arm.
So as you open the music box, a little figure that seems ambiguous for anyone else to look at, but... Like, for example, the you, Donnie, you actually see, like, basically a silver mannequin is standing up, like, with no, like, almost like T-posing kind of thing, on the little spring pedestal, and you see gears and stuff turning, but no sounds being generated.
Okay.
But Brute sees, this silver figure with extreme detail perfectly playing, like, this violin and like it shifting and then it's playing the two like, as you're hearing instruments, this thing seems to, like, shift to be appearing to play all of them at once, like, morphing in and out of itself. Like, it's very beautiful, and it's matching the music itself. But you are just dancing for the next minute. If you shut the music box, the effect ends early. It's just a one-time, it is a one-time save,
mm-hmm.
where, like, they have to make a wisdom save, and then after that, the only way it'll break is if a minute transpires, they get outside of 30 feet from the music box.
Okay.
Or someone hits them. Like, if they take damage, that will also break them out.
Okay.
You have your proficiency of uses per day, so mm-hmm. subtract one from that.
Proficiency?
Yes. I think your proficiency should be 3.
I would die if it was 1.
It is 3.
Okay.
Okay, so you have so two uses.
I would have died if you wasted the one use.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
All right, so now that we all this going, we should take action because it's been like an hour and 20
in
minutes of this episode.
All right, Brute. I need to level with me.
Uh-huh.
So I apologize for getting upset with you earlier. You probably didn't notice. More than likely you didn't notice.
When?
Exactly. Let's just be a little bit more careful about what we're doing. I don't want to rush into things.
Listen, I've got a plan that I think you're going to like.
Okay, what is your plan? If I don't like your plan, I'm going to tell you.
No, that's just great.
Okay.
Yes, that's great. Okay, I have a disguise kit.
All right. Is that your plan?
Jingle also is that holds the entire disguise plan? Kit. Then Jingle takes off his mask and his face turns into Brute's face.
So here's what I'm thinking.
The perfect disguise.
I use the disguise kit to just look like a really tall, buff butler.
Why not?
I walk down. No, listen. I walk down there. I am wearing this helmet that gives me true sight.
True sight.
Shut the fuck up right now, Donnie. I'm sorry I spoke up. I spoke wrong. I can't talk good. Just let me. I'm not a smart thinking guy. Okay? I'm a professional wrestler. I'm really good at disguises and punching stuff. Also throwing guys.
I was under the impression that professional wrestlers were really smart. That's actually. My
favorite. No, we're actors.
That wasn't Bird.
Are actors not smart?
No. Why would you think actors are smart? This isn't even Brute anymore. Tyler's telling you actors aren't known for their intelligence.
I don't think that's a stereotype, but sure. Okay.
No, I'm not talking about stereotypes. I'm talking the truth. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sneak downstairs disguised as someone inconspicuous. Yes. We're all going to sneak into the secret compartment in the wall. I just, however, will need to divert a little bit and use my true sight to take a look at the guy. What's his name? Wimbleton's.
Barnabas Quincy the Third?
No, what's the...
That's not the same thing.
Master Giovanni
Wilchester. Wilchester.
Wilchester.
That's where I was going.
That name isn't even important.
Listen, I need to... Yes, it is important.
Wilchester? No.
Well, I just was trying to remember. I'm going to go down with my true sight, take a look at Mr. Giovanni Wilchester, and see if he's a big spooky monster in disguise, because I have true sight with this helmet.
Yep.
So it needs to be me. I'm sorry.
All right.
So that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Cut to us doing that.
Okay.
No, unless you think that's a bad plan. You can speak up.
How about
I mean,
this?
It's not a great plan.
How about
like,
this?
There's better plans.
I have a question.
Oh, fuck. I totally forgot Penelope was here.
Sick? What happened to your voice?
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's crazy
that was
right
pretty
now.
Much
oh,
it, I
Jingle,
think.
This is
no, the
Penelope,
voice that happened
not
earlier
Elizabeth,
was
not Isabel.
Was the voice earlier Milton?
I think it was like half Milton, half Isabel.
And technically, you are Isabel, but also we're not 100% sure. You're also Elizabeth, and you're also Penelope. We haven't really figured that out yet. So
listen, the listeners are confused. Earlier. We're confused. You're Hold confused.
On. I'm not. None of the. What are you talking? My name is Annabeth. Listen.
Annabeth?
What's happening? Fuck me, dude.
You know what? You're not coming with us in the wall. I don't
think. Hold on. Wait.
Oh.
You have a helmet. Can you use that helmet right now?
It's a passive thing. Just have true sight to 30 feet now.
I mean, clearly, Annabelle, whatever it is, going on with her? Looks normal. True sight is sight.
Yeah, Annabelle's she's just a person. She looks very confused as why the fuck you guys keep forgetting her name.
God, listen, damn, I need to fight.
Okay, we've got to figure this out. I'm fine if you all feel like you need to shoot down this idea.
Hold on.
Should I kill Annabelle?
Holy shit! What? No, you can't kill me.
No. Okay, no, I just needed to know if that was a crazy thought
Annabeth.
I just had.
Beth, who's Annabelle? It's Annabeth.
I can't keep it straight. It was Isabel. Then it was Elizabeth. Name. The thing is, Tyler and the audience need to know.
Question.
Jeremy, listen.
I don't know.
You don't need to tell us right now, Jeremy. Tyler is wondering, and the audience is wondering, if this is you retconning us forgetting her name after the first episode, or if this was intentional. Obviously, don't tell us right now. I need to know later. I need you to know that I've noticed.
I also noticed. He said several names this entire night.
Yes, I believe it was accidental the first time, but maybe it was intentional the
Penelope,
first time.
Penelope, Elizabeth, and Annabelle have God. All been said.
True, my I just name mean the first Annabeth. Episode. There's never been an Annabelle.
Has been the other ones?
No, you admit, I just forgot them.
You admit
I don't know
there
those
has
names.
Been the other ones, but there's never been an Annabelle. How do you fucking know if you don't even remember the other ones? Insight check.
Jangul plunges a dagger into Annabelle's head. We don't have time for this.
No.
Holy shit. Did Jingle say that he's stabbing Penelope in the head? Did she deserve it? She was acting shady, I guess. I don't know how I feel about this TBH. I'm starting to think there's more than one monster in this magic manor.